Blog Talk Radio.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise that sound in the house of the Lord. In the courts of our God, we shall praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. The psalmist say, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hello, my brothers and sisters, and today I would like to welcome you to Walking in the Light Ministry. Truly, this is exciting times that you and I are living in. Times that where we see the Bible coming alive in our very own lives. All of us who study the Bible and read the Bible and ask discernment from the Holy Spirit of the truth of the Word of God. Oh, God is showing us a marvelous light that is being shined right now amongst us in this dark world. I am happy on this evening to have my brother in Christ join me, and I'm going to welcome him in right now. Welcome, Brother Steve Sparkman. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing great. I don't know if you can hear me. It's an honor to be on your show. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm doing great. How are you all?
We're doing wonderful, Brother Steve. We're doing wonderful. We're just happy to be together one more time in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Steve, we're going to get ready to get into the Word of God on tonight, and we're going to be talking about tonight. It's a thin line between love and hate. And before we get into the Word on this evening, we're going to just read a few scriptures out of the Bible. So if you have your Bibles with you, everyone, I'm going to ask you, if you would, to look over with me into the Gospel of Matthew. The Gospel of Matthew, it is in the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew. And we're going to be looking at the 24th verse, the 24th chapter in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 24. And truly, God is good, and all the time God is good. And I just thank him for what he's doing. You know, one thing I would say, that realizing what is true can be an eye-opening experience. For some have denied what is right and have chosen to walk away from the truth. We see a lot of that going on today, saints. We are living in a day when men and women rather hate their brothers and sisters than to love them. They find it more easy to hate on their brothers and sisters than to love on them. A careful study of our lives will reveal what side of the boundary line we are on. Love and hate, they are not brothers and sisters. In fact, the two are very opposite of one another. And we're going to be talking about love and hate on tonight. But in Matthew, we're going to read the Word of God. In Matthew chapter 24, we're going to begin reading at verse 9. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 9. In the Bible, this is Jesus. He was talking to his disciples and the people of that day about, they was asking them questions about when will the end time be and what would be some of the signs of the end time. And he would begin to explain to them in Matthew some of the things that would take place of signs of the end time. And one of the things that Jesus talked about what would take place in the signs of the end time, we find here in Matthew chapter 24, and we're going to begin reading at the 9th verse. And it says, then Jesus is speaking here. It says, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Then we're going to just say a brief prayer. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we come now to give you glory, honor, and praise. Father God, we thank you for your word that we have just read out of Matthew chapter 24, verses 9 through 12. And we ask you now, Father God, to open up our eyes that we may see into your word. Give us ears that we may hear your word, and give us a heart to receive your word. And Father God, we ask you not to stop there, but let us be doers of your word as you compel us to move upon your word. Father God, we want to thank you for your word on tonight. And Father God, we want to thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit of the living God, we ask you to have your way in us on this day. Use Brother Sparkman and myself as only you can use us. Use us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Speak through us on this evening that we may give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And Father God, we ask you to anoint every listener on this message on today. And Father God, we want to thank you right now. We thank you for the authority and the power that you have given unto us. And right now we stand in that authoritative place and we serve notice to Satan and his demons. Satan, the Lord rebuke you and your demons. Every evil deed, every evil work, every evil assignment that you have had planned for this assignment on tonight, we cancel it now in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one under the sound of my voice. And we claim the victory today in Jesus' mighty name. And Father God, we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We find here that Jesus was telling us that one of the signs in the last days was going to happen is that all nations will begin to hate on Christians. Not only would all nations begin to hate on Christians, but even Christians would start hating on other Christians.
Amen.
And not only would that happen, he said that because iniquity, sin will be abound more and more in the earth, the love of many will wax cold. Now, today's topic is titled, It's a Thin Line Between Love and Hate. Now, brothers and sisters, I want you to just imagine this for a minute. Imagine a line like a boundary line. On one side of this line is love, and on the other side of this line is hate. You know, and this line is so thin that if you're not careful, you would not know what side of the line that you're standing on. And I kind of pitching it while, like, instance when I live out here in the Midwest, and in the Midwest, sometimes the weatherman tell us it'd be a nice warm or hot sunny day, and sometimes the weatherman tell us by such and such a time there's a cold front gonna come in. And all day long, the day be nice, sometime hot, sometime it be nice and pleasant. But when that cold front, when the weatherman tell us at this particular time that the cold front is going to come in, sometimes you could be standing out there in the open or standing out outside of your home or your business or your job or whatever, and sometimes you could be standing out there and you can literally feel the cold front as it moves through. You can feel the temperature changing from warm, from hot to warm to cool to very cool. And my brothers and my sisters, that's the same way how we can be standing on the boundary line of love and hate and think we're operating in love and being drawn into hate. You see, and one thing about either side, whether you're on the side of love or whether you're on the side of hate, whatever side you're on it's going to draw you in there deeper. If you're on the love side, it will draw you deeper into love. But if you're on the hate side, it's going to draw you deeper into hate until you repent and come over onto the love side. And so we find today that many, many today think they are walking in love, Brother Steve, but in reality, they're walking in hatred. Brother Steve, can you help me out a little bit with this?
Okay. This is, my experiences on love and hate. I'm a witness. If a person do something to you, I'm gonna use this example. If a person or he or she does something to you, and it offends you to a point, and this person can be a Christian that being treated this way, then something has been done to him or her, and that individual, if he let that, whatever done to him or her by someone, fester long enough, it will turn into hate. It'll start out being a dislike. I dislike that mm-hmm. so much, what he said, what she said to me. And if you let mm-hmm. that thing fester long enough, too long, I'll put it that way, you let it fester too long, that dislike that you had at first will turn into hate. And I'm going to use this example. As we go and buy groceries and sometimes accidentally leave a jug of milk out of the fridge, if you leave mm-hmm. that milk out in certain in the warm climate too long, it's going to spoil, it's going to sour. And that's how hate comes in. If you leave that hate, if you hate that dislike, if you dislike it for too long, it's going to turn into hate. And the way I'm going to say to handle that, you have to pray. You have to pray, Lord, don't let this, what was said to me, deter me, tear me down. Help me to forgive these people. Because sometimes you can do something to someone, and it's hard to do it on your own. You have to reach out to God. Lord, help me to not let this turn, this dislike turn into hate. Help me to forgive that person. And closing to that, if you, like I said, you leave a jug of milk that you bought from the store out on the counter in a warm temperature, because we need milk to be in the cool, too long, it's going to spoil. And if you let hate fester too long, a dislike, it start out with dislike. Dislike will fester too long. It will, I guarantee, it will turn into hate. And that's my take at this point,
Yes. And you're so true, because it grows from the fruit that it produces. See?
Amen.
Galatians, over in Galatians chapter 5, talks about the works of the flesh. And one of the mm-hmm. works of the flesh, one of the works of the flesh is hatred.
Amen.
Hatred is a negative thing that people allow to grow inside their hearts. And some people perceive that this hatred is okay to have in you. When in fact it is a sin. And people don't realize today that hatred will keep them out of the kingdom of God.
It would deliver, destroy you. It would destroy you, the individual. It destroys family. It destroys friendship. Yeah. Nothing good comes out of hate. Nothing good comes out of hate.
Amen. Amen. And that's what we have to understand and realize. I'm going to read Galatians chapter 5. Listen to this, my brothers and sisters. Listen to this. Galatians chapter 5, it said, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness," it says, "lasciviousness," it says, "idolatry, It says witchcraft, hatred, variance, immolations. It says wrath, strife, and sedition. It says envy, murders, drunkenness, ravening, heresy. It says, and such a lack of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
You hear that, my brothers and sisters? When we allow hatred to be in our heart, some of us hating on people, we don't even know the person, and yet we choose to hate them because of what someone else might have said. You know, never got to ask the person, sir, what's your name, madam, what's your name? But because somebody else came to us with a story about them, we perceive in our minds and our hearts an image about that person, and we start hating on the person.
Amen.
And to be a child of God, we should not be hating on anyone, but this is a trickery from the devil. See?
Amen.
Because if the devil know, if he could get you to have hatred in your heart, because Satan has been in the kingdom of God. Satan has been in the throne room of God. Satan knows that there's no hatred in the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen.
Satan knows. He knows that our God, our Heavenly Father, who we love, who loves us, who we serve, and who is faithful to us, he is nothing but love. See? And Satan knows that hatred cannot be found nowhere in him. So Satan realizes that if I could get him to just hate this person over here just a little bit, I can let that seed grow in them. And when this seed grows in them, then every time they see this person, they'll go to frowning up and just have all kind of hateful thoughts about this person, and don't even know the man or the woman.
Amen.
You know, and there's so many of us, Brother Steve, who say we have accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. So many of us who have confessed our sins before our Heavenly Father, but yet we still allow hatred to be in our hearts. When Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 17, the heart is desperately wicked, who can know it?
Amen.
And so many out there today is walking around with that hatred in their hearts for not only ones who are not in Christ, but the ones who are out of Christ. They have allowed this hatred to be living on the inside of them. Because see, hatred stirs up strife. See, it stirs up strife. But the Bible says, "But love covers all sins." Proverbs 10 and 10.
Amen.
See, hatred will stir up strife in a person. You know, every time you see them, they're mad. They're mad about something. Where you look at them and you say, "What you mad about today? What's going on with you?" You know.
And you know,
they just mad,
you know,
mad,
brother,
mad all the time. Go ahead, Brother Steve. Go ahead.
Like the spirit of warn you. Trouble lies, and if you walking in love, you'll be able to detect it. Not sometime, but all the time. You know, you can go into a business, or you can just feel it. You can feel what is festering there. You can feel if it's love there, or is it hate, or is jealousy. Immediately, the spirit will warn you, and it will help you to guard your heart. You know. How to go around it or how to deal with it at that moment. Because like you say, if you give a foothold to the devil, he gonna slide you, pull you into that.
Yeah.
He gonna pull you into that. Yeah. And for long, you'll begin to decide the devil wants you on. He wants to get more people hating one another. You know, you just said, you don't even know that individual. But someone have told you something negative about it, and you form your own thought about it or her,
and it began to grow and grow. And if you don't take care of that thing, it's like that, like you say, you didn't talk about the tree, that seed, it would get bigger and bigger and bigger. And the bigger they get, the harder it is to deal with. So when you see them little seeds popping up, you need to start praying, Lord, get that out of my sight, get that out of my mind, let it not enter into my heart, because I know it's not good. It's only one thing it's going to do, it's going to destroy you. So that's my take.
Amen. And that's what Jesus said. Jesus said the thief in John 10:10. Jesus said the thief coming nothing but to steal, kill, and to destroy. See? And he's talking about Satan there. And that's what Satan comes to do, to try to destroy us, because he knows he can never live ever again with the Heavenly Father. He knows he would never be welcome back with the Heavenly Father. And he's trying his very best to keep everybody he can from living with the Heavenly Father. He's deceiving them.
Amen.
He's putting hatred, envy, and strife and jealousy into them. He's doing all these things, and so many people out there is falling for his trick.
Amen.
You know, John said it like this in 1 John 3:11. John says, "For this is the message that ye have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another."
Amen.
See, even when my enemy treat me wrong, I still gotta love him.
Amen.
Now that doesn't mean I have to associate with them, but I have to love them.
Amen.
And this way, some get it wrong because they think that I got to go and be friends with my enemies. No. I have to love them. Like Jesus said, love your enemies. He said, do good to those who despitefully use you and persecute you. See? He said, pray for your enemies. He told us to pray for our enemies. I'm going to ask my brothers and my sisters this right here. How many of us actually out there that prays for our enemies?
Hey, man, I do. You know, I don't do it 24/7. I don't do it 24/7, but I do pray. I pray for family, friends, supervisors, governors, teachers, my pastor, my members, church fellow members, and the Lord, and bless my enemies, you know. And there's some that I know of, and there's some that I don't know may be my enemy, you know. But that's why I said, Lord, bless my enemy. I pray for my enemies. Have their own way. I do pray for myself, you know. I pray for myself. Yeah. Help me to be a better person than I was the day before. Lead me and guide me, you know.
Amen.
And so forth. But we do. We have to love our enemies, man. You know, we can't make it into heaven, you know, without loving our enemies. And like you said, the word said come off among them. It didn't mean say hate them. It just said come off among them that you may draw them to Christ. You know, they see the light in you. What is it about him that makes him or her who he or she is? And they may be living in darkness, but you'll be in the light. You'll draw them to the light by your lifestyle.
Come on now. Yes.
By your lifestyle. But like you always said, they're going to read, a lot of people read you before they read the Bible.
Yeah.
They see your way, how you at work, how you carry on, and how you associate with people. And they'll see something about you. What is it about that guy, that lady, that makes him or her hit their way? And like going to a buffet, they see something on the buffet, never tried it before. Well, let me just try this just one time and see what it tastes like. And if it tastes good, that gonna draw them to that dish. And that's just how individuals is following Christ. They'll see something in them. What is it about him or her? Let me just try it one time. And before you know it, they're drawn into it.
Yes. And that's what we're called to do. We're called to draw the unsaved to Jesus Christ. See?
Amen.
Because we're supposed to let the light shine in us in such
Amen.
A way, see,
Amen.
That men will see the Christ that's in us. See?
Amen.
Well, I can't just only portray Christ in me, Brother Steve, when I see you on Sunday at church. See?
Amen.
See, we got
Amen.
We got a lot of them that portray Christ only on Sunday, yet to live with hatred in them the rest of the week.
Amen. Amen.
See, when I see you on Sunday, Brother Steve, I'm putting on my
Amen.
Best love walk.
Amen.
See, when you look at me on Sunday, Brother Steve, when I come through that door and you look at me on Sunday, you're going to see nothing but love because I'm going to have a big smile on my face, you know.
Amen.
I'm gonna be what we used to say back in the day. We were perpetrating the fraud, see. And I'm going to come in there with a big smile on my face, and I'm going to act like I got it all together because today
Amen.
Is Sunday. And I'm in the house
Amen.
Of the Lord, and I'm going to show you love today. But now, when you catch me on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, et cetera, that ain't the same person you're seeing out there in the street.
Double. You're doing a double take. One way today and
yeah.
5 days this way, one day that way.
Yeah. See, when my family members, they see me walk in the church on Sunday, and they say, "Who is this person? This ain't the person that be with us at home. Who is this person?"
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, they want to know who is this person because they don't act like that when we home. At home, they cursing everybody out.
Amen. Amen.
You know, and some of them, Brother Steve, I'm not even on social media, but some of them, I can just imagine. Some of them that's on Facebook, they even got Facebook pages where they do more cursing than the worldly folks.
Amen. Amen.
And these are people that say they love the Lord.
Amen. You're right.
But they get involved in topics and they put comments on their Facebook page about things that's using words
mm-hmm.
that are not pleasant with the words that we use out of the Bible.
Amen. Amen.
And then they hate on brothers and sisters because they feel a certain way.
Amen. If they have different views about something, about a situation or anything, if their views are different from your views, they, you know, hate will spring up anywhere. Anywhere that seed
yeah.
drop and take root, it'll spring up, and they'll start hating on you for believing that way, you know.
Yeah, I found this out. It's easy to hate, but it's hard
Amen.
To love.
Amen. Amen.
And some of you out there, brothers and sisters, y'all going to catch that later. It's easy to hate. But it's hard, because, see, it's hard to love, and what I mean by that is, I'm going to tell you, it's hard to love someone who done you wrong.
Amen, amen. But it can be done.
It's hard. It can be done in Christ.
Yes,
it can
yes.
be done in Christ, because you letting the love of God shine through you now.
Uh-huh.
See? But when we try to do it in our own strength, It's a hard road to walk down.
Amen.
Because every time, Brother Steve, I see that person, I'm going to think about what they done to me.
Amen. Amen.
See? And it's going to make me so mad that if we both walking on the same side of the street, I'm going to cross over to the other side so I won't have to walk down.
Amen. Amen. I've been there.
I'm going to turn. When I see them coming, I'm going to turn and go the opposite way.
Amen. I've been there.
That's what hatred would do. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I never hated no one like that, but
if I'd have let it linger, it's such a dislike. Someone wronged me in a way, I dislike them. And if you don't pray for that, it will turn into hate. I keep going back to that milk. If you leave it out there on that counter long enough, without being in the cool, it's gonna turn. It's gonna spoil. It's gonna sour. It's gonna be of no good use. And that's the way hate is. If you let it fester long enough, I mean dislike. It start out with dislike, and you let it fester long enough, it's gonna turn into something that is gonna be up to no good. That's gonna be of no use. And that is hate. Hate is a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing.
Yeah.
And nothing good comes out of that. Nothing good comes out of that. But destruction. It'll destroy you.
Yeah. See?
So that's why, when you have an encounter with situation or individual, it sometimes you just have to move on and leave them alone until God says time to mend back with them. You know, sometimes you got to step away from people, you know.
Yeah.
Until that issue, not you don't resolve, but God resolves it over time. Because when you reach out to God, God fix this. And he will. He will fix it.
Yeah.
You know, it may not happen at a split second, but over time you'll see that tension resolving itself. It's just like a twisted ankle. You first twist your ankle, it hurt, it swells. If you don't stay off of it or do something about it, it gets worse. But once you start elevating it and icing it down, that tension begin to go down. And that's the way hatred is. You know, if you dislike, if you don't do something immediately with that thing will get worse and worse. And that's why I said when individual between the topic is love, between love and hate. Yes, you can love. In some cases, it's hard to love when someone has done you so wrong that you don't think you can ever forgive them. And be honest with your brother, you can't by yourself. But what God helps, if you reach out to God, God fix this thing. I know this is not right. Yeah. I know I can't get into the kingdom hating someone. Forgive me, but help me to forgive this person. And I know he will, and he will do it. But you have to reach out to him.
Yes. Amen. And you know, one thing the Bible also teaches us, that there are seven things that God hates. See? And it says, these six things doeth the Lord hate. He says, yes. It says, yea, seven are abomination unto him. And it says, number
Amen.
One, a proud look. It says,
Amen.
One, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands
Amen.
That shed innocent blood,
Amen.
And heart
Amen.
That devises wicked imagination, feet
Amen.
That be swift to running to mischief. And it says, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren, Proverbs chapter
Amen.
6, verse 16 through 19. And all those things in there that Proverbs talks about in chapter 6 that God say he hates is what when we do to one another. Every one of them things
Amen.
In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 through 19 talks about is somebody doing something of that nature to somebody else or to a group of people.
Amen.
And it said God hates that. He hates to look on that because why? He didn't send his son to die on the cross for all of us that we should be hating on one another.
Mm-hmm.
In God's family, there's nothing but love. In God's family,
Amen.
There's nothing but joy and peace. See?
Mm-hmm.
In God's family, it's a family of loved ones helping loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
See?
And brother, people get it off and twisted sometimes. It's okay to hate. When I'm going with this series, God said to love means you have to hate sin. God,
Amen.
God
Come
hated
on now.
Sin. And
Come on now.
People will hate, they will hate that individual before they hate the sin.
Yeah.
They don't see the sin, they just see it as that person. But we know that the devil is behind everything. He's sitting behind the scene, causing people to act out in certain ways, causing people to say things that they shouldn't say, causing people to do things they shouldn't do. And he's sitting back behind the curtain, working like puppets. He's just working us to do his work. And that's why the word said to love God, you have to hate sin.
Yeah.
And people often, sometimes, overlook the sin and look at that individual. They hate the individual before they hate the sin.
I like what David said over there in Psalms 109, verse 5. David said that, and they rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. David said, when I was wanting to show them love, they rewarded me with their evil.
Mm-hmm.
And those who reward you evil when you show them love, don't fret, my brother and sister. Don't worry, because God sees all. See?
Amen.
And God sees how they're acting towards you when you're trying to show them love, when you're minding your own business and trouble knocks at your door.
Amen.
See, God sees that. God sees who is stirring up the pot, saying all kind
Amen.
Of false accusations against you. God sees who's lying, all because they hate you, because you won't speak to them in the way they want you to speak to them.
Amen.
See, you got some people out there that if you don't speak first, they will not speak to you.
Amen. And then when you speak to them, it's some type of cuss word coming out their mouth. You can just say, good morning, how you doing today? And before you know it, here come some cuss word flying out their mouth. And all you ask was, how were you doing? You know, good morning.
Yeah.
Why you ask me good morning, pleasant, I'm going to give you something back harsh, a harsh word, you know.
Yeah.
And I have encountered that on several occasions. On several occasions, I encountered that.
Yes. And when the Bible clearly tells us, a soft answer turn away wrath.
Amen.
Here you are being pleasant and polite towards them, and all they want to show you in return is a hateful and evil spirit.
Amen. That is what you get from a lot of people. Not all, but some places in the workplace, you get that.
Yeah. And now you have to decide whether, well, do I really want to speak to this person again, or
mm-hmm.
should I just avoid this person altogether? See. But those are the times when, Brother Steve, I believe, because the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us, those are the times that we are believers ought to be praying for that individual, because we don't know what that individual may be going through in their life. See?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know what they're going through at their home where they reside at. We don't know what's going on with their financial situation. We don't know what's going on in their personal family life. And so sometimes people will allow heavy burdens to come upon them, and it get them out of their character, and they don't even know that they're out of their character, and they're showing a bunch of frustration and hatred towards you, when in reality,
mm-hmm.
deep down on the inside, they are not like that, but that's what's coming out of them, because that's what they're allowing to control them.
Amen. Satan got them. He got a stronghold. And to break those strongholds, if you don't have a praying life, or you too puffed up or too arrogant, just say, Lord, here am I need thee. You know, you just rather stay in there and just fester that in the down in the pit sort of feeling, instead of just getting on your knees, Lord, I need some help. I need direction. But you allow that anger and that hate to stay there and fester, and it acts out. It acts out. When you go out in the public, it shows. You go in the grocery store, at the workplace, it shows. But then let me know that your prayer life is not where it should be.
Yeah, even driving your automobile down the highway, you can see some people with the anger in them, how recklessly they be driving sometimes.
Yes, so, that too.
Some people get out there and act like they're the only thing out there on the highway but themselves, and they don't care who way they're crossing in front of you, and don't care who they get in front of, because now you in my way and I got to go.
Amen, amen, amen.
You know, and it's and another thing too that we have to be on our guards about as children of the Most High God is that we have to be on our guards about the times that we're living in. See, with all this commotion of things that's happening in on social media and on the television and in our world and the conversations we hear, if we're not careful and we don't stay grounded and rooted with the Word of God, these actions that's being, these negative actions, these negative vibes that's being acted out into the world today will pull us down a road that will lead us into that on the road of hatred.
It will. It will. It will. If you allow it, it surely will help you allow it. And that's why I said you got to get on your knees and let the Lord know, I need you, Lord. You know, I need you. I need strength. I need direction. You know, protection. Whatever it is, you have to bow before the Lord and reach out to the Lord, so you don't go down that. So people won't drag you down that path.
Yeah. See, and that's what the word teaches us. You know how to walk with Christ in us each and every day. See?
Amen.
It says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. Now, when you ask somebody to lay down their life, they're going to look at you kind of strange. You know, I don't think I'm ready to lay down my life for someone. Well, sometimes when you offer to give them, you know, you slow up so they can get on down the road. You're doing an act of laying down your life. When you see them cutting in front of you in the grocery line, you're doing an act of laying down your life.
Amen.
When they are lying about you and you refuse to lie about them, but you stand your ground and speak the truth, you laying down your life.
Uh-huh.
Laying down your life doesn't always mean giving up your last breath. Laying down your life sometimes means the trials and tribulations that we have to go through and endure.
Amen.
On this side, you know, in order to let others see, hey, I'm not like you. I don't act like that. I have the love of Christ in me, and therefore I'm going to let his love shine through me.
Amen.
See? Regardless of what you do, I'm going to let his love shine through me, and I'm going to let you see his love, that when you stand before him on judgment day, you either going to have been done accepted his love, or you going to give an account why you rejected his love.
Amen.
And that's how many of us was before we came to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. One day somebody preached the gospel to us. One day somebody told us that Jesus Christ died on a cross for our sins, that we do not have to die on that cross for our sins.
Amen.
And when we heard that message, we accepted that message, and we received God's Son as our personal Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And we choose to follow his ways now and not our own ways or the world's ways.
Mm-hmm.
See? We choose the Lord. I'm going to make a stand and walk in your ways. Now, that doesn't mean every day that we get it all perfect. The Bible said that we are striving to be perfect. We're not perfect yet, so therefore we do still commit sins in this temple. And when we commit those sins, like 1 John tells us in verse 9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. See? So sometimes we still make mistakes, but our main goal is to stay on the side and walk in his love.
Yeah.
See? Because it's been a time that we walked in hatred. Not only did we walk in it, we saw hatred being done to us, and we done hatred to other people.
Amen. Y'all have sinned, come short.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. See? So we know the fruit. We know the fruit of hatred, and we know how the way the fruit of hatred tastes because we done tasted that fruit before.
Amen.
See? But thank God for Jesus, because Jesus now has done delivered us from that fruit of hatred. See?
Amen.
See? He moved that from us, and he gave us his love. He gave us his spirit. He gave us his peace. He gave us his fruit of the spirit, which is love, joy, peace, happiness, gentleness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. He gave all that to us.
Mm-hmm. And we have got a taste of it. And we won't, and we shouldn't want to go back back into what we once come from, you know.
Come on,
it's like this: once you have lost weight, if you're overweight, you have lost weight, and you have a cautious mind. Your mind, you have a conscience. You know, if I go back to eating habits, and if I don't do nothing about this, I'm going to be right back to where I was. Some people do go back to hate. If they go back, it don't mean they don't have a conscience. We all have conscience. We are conscious enough not to go back to that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Someone does something to me. You say, you know, I don't want to go that way. I know how I felt. Being a child of God, even though I'm a child of God, if I tend to go back that, my spirit is not right with me. Something, you know, your spirit tug at you sometime when you have done something wrong.
Yeah.
I don't want that feeling.
Yeah.
I don't want that feeling. You know, I want that clean slate, you know, so I'm not going to allow myself to go back down that road from where God has brought me from.
Amen. Amen. See, you just said the key right there. I'm not going to allow myself to go back down that road where God has brought me from. See, I didn't bring myself out of this. I didn't bring myself, because if it left up to me, I'll still be hating my brothers and my sisters.
Amen.
But because the love of God has been poured out in my heart by his Holy Spirit, see, because it's in me now, I got to love the unlovable. See?
Amen. Amen.
I got to love them, Brother Steve. Regardless of how they treat me, I still got to show them love. Now, does it feel good? It doesn't feel good. But I know I'm doing a service to my Lord, because if he did it for me, my Lord, if he did it for me on Calvary's cross, he loved the unlovable. They crucified him. They persecuted him.
Amen.
They whipped him all week long. Some say all night long. No, they whipped on that man, all the Son of God. They whipped on him from Palm Sunday all the way to crucifixion. They whipped on that man. When they got him out of the Garden of Gethsemane, they whipped on him.
Amen.
They whipped on him. And he did it. He was thinking about you. He was thinking about me when all this took place.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he was nailed to the cross, he looked at them and he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
Amen.
See, that's some love,
and
there,
that,
Brother Steve.
And that's how he demonstrated
we should be the same way. When someone wrongs us, you have to say,
yeah.
Lord, forgive him. Forgive her. Forgive him.
Yeah.
He know not what he do. She forgive her. She know not what she do. And move on.
Yeah.
You know how the feeling you get if we all have been down the road, going to kids or teenagers, adults, when someone seems like they got the best of you. Oh, it's a hard
yeah.
feeling. When you know that
yeah.
you within the right and that other people and other people around felt like he got the best, she got the best of you. That's a hard feeling to be in. But you know what? Shortly after that, you're going to feel better. And the one that,
yeah.
because you done right, you walked away from it. And the one that did the dirt, gonna feel bad.
Come on now.
I have experienced it. I have experienced it. You walk away. Oh man, he got the best. You know, the other people around feel like he got the best of you. He cut you down. He belittle you in a way. Embarrass you when you haven't done nothing wrong to him. But I walked away
yeah.
from it. You walked away kind of feeling bad because you wanted to retaliate with your words, but being a
yeah.
child of God, you couldn't retaliate. You couldn't let cuss words come out your mouth and flying back at him and him or her and they all flying back at you. You walked away from it, but that guy that
yeah.
individual that thought he got the best felt good for a short while.
Yeah,
you walked away from it. You immediately. A little while later, you're going to start feeling better about yourself. You say, well, I stood the test. I didn't give in to Satan. But the other
yeah.
person was going to begin to feel bad. And I have had individuals come to me. They didn't want to come to me in front of people to apologize, but they have came to me. Hey, man, I'm wrong about that other day. Forgive me. And if that's
yeah.
what I do, I accept it, and we move on. And
yeah.
that's what it boiled down to. It comes to that. We as Christians, we have to walk away. When the crowd was around Jesus, he didn't sit and fight. He just made his way through them. He made
yeah.
his way through a crowd. And guess what he did? He went and prayed. That's what we have to do.
Yeah.
We get away from it and we go and pray. Don't sit there and throw rocks
yeah.
and Google it, toe-to-toe, insult to insult, walk away, because Jesus probably could have fired back, but that he wasn't about that. He made his way
yeah.
through the crowd and went up to a higher place and prayed. And that's what we must often do. When we come into a situation, instead of getting mad and all fiery up, just walk away from it. And you can walk
yeah.
away from it praying as you walk away. So, Lord, forgive him. Forgive her.
Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
know what they do.
Yes. And you know, Brother Steve, to this day, we got families. We got families
Amen.
Over their loved ones who, when the family were gathered together at their funerals, and because the one that had died didn't leave anything to them but left it all to someone else, we have family members today hating on one another because of material things.
Amen. Amen.
And they hate one another because they felt like the person who the stuff belonged to when they were living chose to give it to this person and not to them.
Amen.
And this person pretty much probably worked all their life for the stuff that they left behind. So they can
mm-hmm.
choose to give it to whomever they want to give it to.
Amen.
And then you have another brother, sister, cousin, aunt, uncle, nephew, some friend, someone get mad because I took care of them and they didn't leave me anything. And so
Amen.
Therefore,
Amen.
You have people out there today that's hating on people that's already deceased.
Yep. Amen. You're right about that.
And this hatred cannot be in a child of God. This type of hatred cannot go on. Hating over material stuff. Hate hating over because I didn't get the promotion at the job, or you see somebody trying to undercut you from getting ahead on the job, and therefore you're going to develop a hatred against them because they're doing you wrong. Let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters. What God has for you can't no man take from you. If God wants to promote you on that job, guess what? The promotion is going to be yours, regardless of what your haters want to do.
Amen.
And we can't allow ourselves to go down that road of love and hate, that be on that thin line, because if you ain't careful, you can be pushed over into the hate and fall so deep into sin that unless you repent, you can't come out of it. See? We want
Amen.
You over here on the love side. We want you over here where God is. See? And we want you walking in that love every day, walking around with a pure heart, with a clear conscience before a holy God.
Amen.
See? I remember the parable where Jesus was given, and he told about the man that was bringing his gift to the altar. And told him, say, leave your gift at the altar and go get it right with your brother. See?
Mm-hmm.
And you got some people out there today, they're praying and praying and praying, but yet they got hatred in their heart against their brother
Amen.
Or their sister. See? And they wonder why their prayers is not being answered. They wonder why their prayers are being hindered. Their prayers are not being answered, and their prayers are being hindered because they got hatred in their heart towards one another.
Amen. Amen.
And the Bible says that faith worketh by love.
Mm-hmm.
See? And if you're not walking, if you're not walking in love today, my brothers and sisters, get it right. Get it right. Get it right with your Heavenly Father. Repent of your sins. And then get it right with your brethren or your sisters. Ask them to forgive
Amen.
You for feeling that way against
Amen.
Them.
Amen.
Get it right, my brothers
Amen.
And sisters, because truly, like we read to you, Matthew chapter 24, one of the signs of the last days will be a growing number of hatred amongst people. And if we
Amen.
Ever saw a growing number of hatred amongst people, not only in America, but around the world, if we ever saw a growing number, my brothers and sisters, we living in it today.
Amen. Amen. I mean, it's prevalent. It's evidence. You see it every day.
Yeah.
You know, on the freeways, in the grocery stores, and I'm going to go even further this, in the church, in the church.
Come on now.
It's running rapid all over.
Yeah. Hating on one another without a cause, you know.
Yeah, don't even know why I hate them. Just,
yeah.
Something you heard. You ain't seen it. You ain't witnessed it, and they ain't done it. But somebody told you, and you just formulated. You know.
Yeah.
So somebody can call somebody on the phone on Sunday night, and on Monday morning they already got hate in the heart for that individual. You know, that's how hate is running, is the rapid it is running like a burning wildfire. It just for that fire to cease, only one can cease it is the Lord. Lord, you come in and get this right. Go to those individuals. And me personally, if I had anything against a person, somebody done me something wrong, if I have wronged somebody, I go and ask for forgiveness. But if I am wrong nobody and somebody keep wronging me, what I do, you know, and I could be wrong, Lord forgive me, I just stay away from them. But I won't hate them.
Yeah.
I won't hate them, but I just won't have no interaction with them. But I just
just stay away from them, you know.
Yes, yes.
But the main thing, you keep on loving them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you keep on loving them. You keep on loving them. But mingling, you don't have to be mingling with them, but just because the word did say come off among them. He did tell us that. But he never told us to hate them. He pray you for one another. That's what he told us to do.
Yes, and then those are the two commandments that Jesus told us that we ought to do. He said, number one, that he said that when they ask him, say, Lord, what is the commandments that we should follow? And I'm paraphrasing this, and Jesus told him, say, you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your strength.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the second is like unto the first. He said, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
Yourself, amen, amen. And we know we ain't gonna harm ourselves, you know.
No.
If you're in your right mind, you ain't gonna go out and harm yourself. If you got your right mind, you know.
No. But you know, Brother Steve, I would say that some of us don't even love ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why we can't love on others, because something happened to us in our lifetime that we
mm-hmm.
have allowed ourselves to believe that this is who we are.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been a tragic moment that happened in someone's life that they are believing that this is who I am and this is who I'm always going to be, never really turning that thing over to Jesus.
Amen.
See, because when you turn that thing over to Jesus, then Jesus takes that thing, and now he shows you that you are not that thing that had hurted you in the past, or that situation
mm-hmm.
that have pretty much tried to destroy your life in the past. The Bible says it like this: if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And many have beat themselves up. They beat themselves up because they feel like that they could have stopped that problem or fixed that thing when it happened to them, when in reality, the thing that happened was pretty much out of their control. See?
Amen.
Because they were dealing with a power, with an entity that was more powerful than they are, which is Satan. That's why we need Jesus.
Amen.
When you try to go up against Satan yourself, you're going to lose every time.
You're going to fail every time. Every time.
You're going to fail every time because he knows your weaknesses. He knows the weakness of the flesh.
Mm-hmm. He know how to come after you. He know just how to come
amen.
After you.
Amen. He studied us long enough to know the weakness of our flesh. See?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we need the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us along with the Father. See?
Mm-hmm.
We need them manifesting themselves in our heart to guide us and give us the strength we need to conquer the wiles of the enemy.
Amen.
See? And the only way we can get that, Brother Steve, is we got to be in our word. See?
Hey, you got to. It's like we eat every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like we eat every day. We need God's word every day. Every day.
Yeah.
If it ain't no more than a scripture, if it ain't no more than two, every day you should be in God's word, you know. You know, we got 24 hours in a day. At least you can get a scripture in out of 24 hours, at least, you know.
Yeah.
And the thing about God don't require all our time. He just wants some time.
No.
He don't require a whole 24 hours. Just give him some time and to acknowledge him, you know, acknowledge him. And people think you got to be screaming on the corner, like making a scene. You could just be in your house, driving down the road in your automobile. The Lord, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, thank you for your grace, your protection, your mercy, and you sitting before you eat, bow your head and bless your food. You're acknowledging God. You're thanking God. You know, some people go through the whole entire day, never say nothing about the word, never say nothing about God, never say just thank you. You never acknowledge him. And he doesn't want all our, he don't require all our time. He just wants some time.
Yeah.
How do you think we would feel? Man, if he would had a spouse or girlfriend, vice versa, and if that person never picked up the phone and said, hello, how you doing, or get up in the morning, never look your way and say, good morning, how you sleep, how you think you go to get up and go to a whole entire day, go to work, get out and come back home and the same thing, how would that individual feel? God just wants some time, you know.
Yeah.
Just say,
come on,
thank
now.
You, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Thank you for my laying down, resting, early rising, and blessing me to be in my right mind, and strength to get up and walk across the hall, wash my face. Just some people don't do that. Just get up and think that it's all about me. I didn't know nobody doing this but me. You know, God bless you to accumulate things in life, a home built, a nice automobile, a few dollars in the bank, and you think it's all about me. This is me doing this. No, no, no. It's the Lord doing that for you.
Come on now.
And you need to be
thankful.
Come on now. You need to be thankful for that. It ain't you. It's the Lord doing that to give you strength, to give you a mind, to give you health, wisdom, the ability to go do the thing that you think that you have done by yourself. No, it's the Lord. That's the Lord doing.
Yes. Amen. And you know, Brother Steve, one thing I can say, and I know God smiles upon you because of one of the acts that you do personally, and I know this for a fact because I've not only seen you do it to others, I've seen you also do it unto me, is that when the Holy Spirit leaves it upon you to send, you don't care who they are, when the Holy Spirit leaves it upon you to send a person a scripture, if you got their phone number in your phone, you will text them that scripture from the Word of God. See? And some of them may not like that you text that to them, but they're not getting mad at you. They're getting mad at God and His Word. See? Because if anybody who walks with God, and when the Word of God is coming to them, they're going to rejoice that they was able to not only read the Word of God, but hear the Word of God. You see?
Amen.
And that's how a true Christian lives. And one thing I can say about you, you don't care if they save or not save. When the Holy Spirit lays upon you to send so-and-so this scripture, you will send it to them, and some of them tell you thank you. And some of them walk by you like they never even saw the scripture.
Amen.
But I was saying
you know, brother, they might don't say nothing, but like I said, the Spirit's so powerful. The Holy Spirit's so powerful. There, when you see a certain individual that you have sent a scripture to, their body language lets you know they got it. And some ain't gonna say thank you, and some ain't gonna want you to send it to them. But their body language, when the Holy Spirit will let you know, oh, he got that scripture. Just like a snap of a finger, the Spirit will speak to you. You see that individual at work or something, they pass by you, and someone probably won't say good morning, but the Spirit said he got it. You know, and like you said, sometimes it's a random, you know, I got many people on my phone number. If I'm sending a scripture, it just, the Lord says, Spirit says, send it to him. You know, people I've been knowing on other jobs, send it to her, send it to him. Children, sons, daughters, send it to him. Sisters and brothers, send it to him. You know, but that's just the way the Lord leads you, you know, and you just got to be obedient.
Yes, amen, and that's the wonderful thing about it, because God is yet still trying to reach the lost. See,
amen.
The scriptures says that He comes to seek and to save them that are lost.
Amen.
And He still seeks. seeking those ones that are lost, those ones who have not made their mind up to come in before it's too late. And Lord knows, you know, they're dying every day, young, old and young. They're leaving here, and they're leaving here in record numbers. From all of this foolery going on in the world, they're leaving here
Amen.
In record numbers.
Amen.
Young and old are leaving here, you know.
Amen.
And the Bible says in the last days that one of the things that the sin, the lawlessness shall increase more and more. And my brothers and sisters, if we ever see sin abounding and lawlessness increasing, we see it every day. Every day you're hearing about somebody losing their life.
Every day, tragedies every day.
Every day is around us. It's around us. Sometimes it knocks on our door. And so therefore we have to be ready, but we have to be children of God and continue to show the love to this dying world and to preach his message of love. I like this here, and we're getting ready to wrap this up, but I like this here what one day there was action of Ann Graham Lott of about her father, Billy Graham. And they was asking him, what did Billy Graham love to do? And she replied that Billy Graham loved to preach the message of the Father. And the message of the Father that Billy Graham loved to preach was a message of hope for the future. He preached a message of love for the present. A message of forgiveness from your past.
Amen.
And he preached that message, and then the message, when he preached it and he gave the invitation, the message then received brings a to the believer or to the person who's coming to give their life to Christ, it brings them a fresh beginning. It gives them an unshakable joy. It gives them an unexplainable peace, eternal significance, and a meaning and a purpose to their life. And last but not least, it opens heaven's door.
Amen.
And Brother Steve, I just want to say thank you, my brother, for being
with us. Thank you. Thank you, brother.
Here at Walking in the Light Ministries, thank you for being with us and sharing what the Holy Spirit has laid upon your heart with this message, because truly it has been a blessing not only to me, but I know to all to whom we hear this message. You know,
and to me myself, thank you,
man. Amen. And we got to realize that it is a thin line between love and hate, and we got to make sure that we are on the right side of that line.
Amen.
And so, brother, we want to thank you for being with us. And is there any last words you would like to share with the listening audience on this day?
I would like to say, just let us keep on pressing on and reaching out to those that don't see the light, not walking in the light. Pray for one another that we draw strength from one another. And try to make this world a better place that we live in, you know. Just keep each and every one lifts up in prayer every day and try to be example every day and all day, you know, as much as we can. Try to be example to the lost, you know. Like Pastor said all the time, people are going to read you before you read the word, a lot of us. They're gonna reach you before they even pick the Bible up. So let us let our light shine. My pastor most a lot of times would say, "Don't make it shine, let it shine." Let our light shine before all men, that they may come to the light. They may see Jesus in our lifestyle, or the way we walk, and how we carry ourselves, in the grocery stores, on the highway, in the workplace. And even in the Lord's house, you know, let us walk in the light, you know, be that light.
Yeah, amen, amen, brother. And well said, well said. And for my brothers and sisters out there who do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, the Bible says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 8, it says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith with which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And my brothers and my sisters, if you don't know Jesus in the pardons of your sins, you can get to know him tonight. All you have to do is confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart. And if you would just repeat this prayer after me, just say, dear Lord, I come to you right now, and I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and my shortcomings. I believe that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, to die on a cross for my sins. And on the third day, you raised him from the dead. And I ask you now, Lord, to come live inside of me and fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. And my brothers and my sisters, if you prayed that prayer with me today, the Bible says over there in Luke chapter 11, say the angels in heaven are rejoicing over one sinner that repents. My beloved brothers and sisters, the angels in heaven are rejoicing with you today because you made a choice to give your life to Christ on this day. So learn to forget yourself a Bible and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and lead you in his word. And then ask him to give you a sound church where his truth is being preached and taught. And you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, and he will guide you and lead you. And learn the things of God, that we may give glory unto the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And truly, my brothers and my sisters, this day has been a blessed day. Join me here next Saturday at 7 p.m. as we move further in the things of God. And remember, it is a thin line between love and hate. Go in peace, my brothers and sisters, and may God's richest blessings be yours.
Amen.